Hi, this is Amy Wood with another Audioboo podcast, bringing you the latest developments on Christy Henderson's plane crash. As you may have heard, she was out piloting the plane, working on her pilot's license this morning with her flight instructor, Lee Orr, when they had an engine problem of some sort, decided they had to make an emergency landing. Flight instructor, reportedly, according to our Elizabeth Owens, took over the controls, and then they did this emergency landing in a field right off of Highway 290 in Duncan. The landing itself went okay until they got into this plowed field where the plowed up, chopped up field caught on the wheels of the plane and flipped it over. Christy banged her head. She was taken to the hospital just as a precaution, but we understand she's going to be just fine. And here's the behind the scenes of this. You know, I was actually in Greenville working out and on my way back when I came upon this scene with emergency vehicles. And as most news people do, we stop and ask what's going on just in case it's a story that we need to be covering, only to discover that it was our Christy Henderson and that it was a plane crash. And my heart just leapt through my chest. I mean, it was just a very scary moment until a second or two later they said she's fine. But when you hear that somebody you know has been in a plane crash, it is just a heart stopper. And so, so thankful to hear that she was okay. And while people at the scene were telling me that, until I got to talk to Elizabeth Owens, our reporter on the scene, who actually had talked to Christy, I didn't, you know, fully believe that till I could get it from someone I trusted and knew. And so once I got that information from her, I felt a little better about the situation at hand. And then I started reflecting on a conversation that Christy and I were having after the 10 o'clock news. A lot of the time when we do the 10 and 11 together, we have that downtime between the shows and we get to catch up a little bit, share some stories about our children or about our hobbies. And Christy's the most recent, of course, being this attempt to go ahead and get her pilot's license. Well, we were talking about that last night and talking about, you know, it's not inexpensive to do this. And there's always that option that you could do your flight time without the instructor with you at times, just to get those hours in without spending as much money. And we even had that conversation about how expensive that can be, but how much it's worth it for your safety. And lo and behold, you know, just having had that conversation last night, Christy winds up in this, you know, very scary scenario today. So I'm sure she's very grateful she made the decision to have her flight instructor with her. And I look forward to talking to her about this experience when she feels up to it and is ready. She was very gracious and kind to give Elizabeth, right at the scene there, right as she's being wheeled off to the hospital, an interview. And so you're going to see that on News Channel 7 today. And I haven't seen that interview yet, but I look forward to seeing it along with you. And I'm headed to the airport now. I'm going to be interviewing our pilot, talking about how the landing went, a little bit more about how, you know, what it is, what's involved in getting a pilot's license, and all those things that you're probably curious about having heard about this. And so we'll get those answers for you, and we will see you on the news beginning at 5 on News Channel 7.